Time for your morning bath. April Fool, you dirty sapsuckers. Now roll over and die.
What's up?
Out, Grandma.
Good Lord, Bubba, I thought you were a giant aphid. Come back from the dead.
Grandma, I think that bug spray's starting to get to you.
Well, what's a few brain cells compared to a beautiful yard?
Well, here, let me give you a hand.
Oh, Bubba!
April Fool, got you, Grandma.
Lord, I hate that April Fool. Just cut out the comedy. We'll put on some work clothes. You promised to help me in the yard today.
Oh, here you are, Bubba.
Come on, big guy, we don't want to be late.
Late for what? A camel ride with Lawrence of Arabia?
No, the pancake breakfast my lodger's throwing in the food circus parking lot.
Oh, no, you gold bricks promised to help me today. Now, we've got a million things to do to get this yard ready for inspection.
What inspection?
Ada Merle Pfefferman and her Raytown Beautification Society. They're judging all next week for the Golden Troll Award, and I'm gonna win it this year if it kills all of us.
Oh, Miss Harper, why don't you just forget about that golden troll? You made us work like slaves last year, and we didn't even get honorable mention, much less most beautiful yard in Raytown.
Well, and I figured out why. That's because Ada Merle doesn't just look at your yard and your flowers. She sticks that stuck-up nose of hers everywhere, your front yard, your backyard, your garage. She even does a white glove test on the trash cans.
That sounds like Ada Merle, all right.
Yeah, shoot, I remember when she was my den mother in the Cub Scouts. Every week she used to say, "No boys." You know how she talked. "No boys," she'd say. "A happy camper is a clean camper." And she'd make us scrub out our mess kits.
Yeah, you were the only scout troop to ever earn a merit badge in Brillo.
Well, if we're going to spend the whole day doing yard work, we got to go fuel ourselves up with flapjacks.
That's right, Bubba. Come on, Miss Harper, come with us.
No, not me. I got too many weeds to pull.
Uh-oh. Mama, I wouldn't pull any over there.
Why not?
Because there's a snake! April Fool, Mama!
Oh, I hate that April Fool! I hate it, I hate it, I hate it!
Benton Harper, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Why, you could have given your mama a heart attack.
Yeah, well, thank you, Naomi. At least somebody in this family has the good sense not to be playing stupid jokes.
That's right, I wouldn't dream of it.
We'll see you later, Mama.
Happy weeding. Well, I don't know what's so funny about eating pancakes in a parking lot.
Well, now, Thelma, I know it pays to advertise, but I think this is overdoing it.
Oh, don't those numbskulls know when to quit?
Oh, don't tell me your family did this.
Well, who else? Farmer John? Well, I've had it with those pranksters. They don't have any time at all for chores, but they got all the time in the world for April foolery.
Well, what you need is a little coffee break.
What I need is a new family.
Now, come on, I made your favorite, lemon sponge cake.
Oh, bless your heart, how can I say no?
Oh, Thelma, watch your step, spill the ink.
Oh, grow up, Isla. Don't you know this is the age of the ballpoint? Every April 1st, those idiots booby-trap this whole house with the same dumb jokes. Oh, this year they used lime scent.
Oh, my word, I feel like I'm in Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Hardly wait to see what those merry madcaps have done to my kitchen. Oh, eek! Look, flies in my eyes. And what do you want to bet? A dribble glass. So funny, I forgot to laugh. Here, I'll help me change back the salt and the sugar.
I must say, they certainly go all out.
Oh, they're just warming up for the biggie.
The biggie?
Oh, yeah. Every year they play some elaborate practical joke on me, and every year I fall for it. I've been locked out of the house in my slip. I had a salesman show up at my door one year to measure me for a truss. Last year, they wrote, "For a good time, call Thelma," on the men's room at the Bigger Jigger. I've got 16 heavy breathers. Half of them collect.
Well, if you ask me, April Fool's Day should be outlawed.
Amen.
Now, let's have a nice piece of lemon sponge cake.
Now you're talking.
Dig in.
Get out, you joking jackass!
What a sense of humor!
Ouch!
You're lucky I didn't bring the bear claws.
Ouch! Get me through this day. Good Lord, this crabgrass has got a death grip. Either that or I'm having a tug of war with the gopher from hell.
Taking a little rest, Mama?
No, Benton, I'm posing for the House and Garden Centerfold. Don't even touch me. All right, you loafers, let's hop to. Now, while you change into your work clothes, I'm going to run next door to the Whitakers and borrow their wheelbarrow.
Wait a second, Grandma. You haven't heard the great news.
What great news?
We can't work in the yard today.
And why not?
Because we won the door prize at the pancake breakfast. And it is 4 free tickets to the Welcome to Spring water ski show on Ray Lake.
And their grandstand seats.
Close enough to get splashed and everything.
It's a chance of a lifetime, Grandma.
Yeah, they're even bringing in an Evan Rude all the way from Cypress Gardens. Isn't it great?
Awesome. To tell me that you are actually trying to weasel out of your chores so you can watch a bunch of skinny women wave like ninnies while they straddle each other's necks?
You said it.
What about all of your promises, Bubba? You said you were going to clean out the garage. And Benton, you said you were going to fix my dryer so I wouldn't have to ugly up my yard with all your wet laundry. And Naomi, you swore you were going to help me get these caladiums in the ground.
Oh, lighten up, Ms. Harper. The yard looks just fine. You should just forget about Ada Merle Pfefferman and that silly Golden Troll Award.
Yeah, Grandma, come with us to the ski show. We're going to pack a picnic lunch and have a tailgate party.
Your tail belongs here! Harper, did you or did you not give me your solemn oath that you were going to help me in this yard?
Well, yeah.
And now you're just merrily running off and leaving me in the lurch?
Yeah.
Just what gives you the right to go back on your work?
April Fools?
All right, Bubba. I'm going to make you whatever kind of sandwich you want. Peanut butter with strawberry jelly or peanut butter with grape.
I'll have one of each.
All right.
Hey, Skeeter. Can the dry cleaners get maple syrup out of a fez?
Sure, honey.
Oh, Bubba, I think we better hold off on the jokes. Mama's getting awful cranky.
Ah, she loves April Fool's Day. She just pretends she doesn't like it.
Yeah, well, she's certainly doing a very good job.
Yeah, I think we better wait till next April Fool's to put the jello in her bed. Too good a joke to waste.
Your coffee.
No, he's not. We switched the salt to sugar this morning.
Now that's coffee. Hello.
Hold on a second.
Hello.
Hello, is this the Harper residence?
Yes, it is.
This is Ada Merle Fefferman.
Who?
Fefferman. P-F-E-F-F-E-R-M-A-N Fefferman.
I think it's Mrs. Fefferman.
Surprise, surprise. I made my rounds early this year, and congratulations, your yard has been selected to win the Golden Troll Award.
Do you mean it? We won the Golden Troll.
Hey!
The mayor and I will drop by this afternoon for the presentation, along with the photographers from the newspaper and a TV camera crew.
Honey, we are going to be a media event.
Look forward to seeing you around 4-ish. Ta-ta for now.
Ta-ta!
Ta-ta for me, too!
Boy, I can't wait till Grandma hears this.
Wait a minute, Bubba. I want to be the one to tell her.
No, me first. I answer the phone.
No, I'm going to.
Mama! Mama! Where is she?
She said she was going over to the Whitakers.
Hey, Miss Boylan, come over here, quick.
Oh, Miss Harper, Miss Harper, you're not going to believe it.
Mama, we won. We won the Golden Troll.
Yes!
What? Yeah, Mrs. Fefferman just called, Grandma. You won!
I won? Yeah. I won? Hallelujah! I won! Did you hear that, little daffodil? We won! We won! Oh, thank you, Mr. Shrub. Thank you, Mr. Graham. I won! I won! My life is complete! Oh, Mercy, is it a seizure? Get her in the house and lie her down. Have her nice. Somebody call 911. Bubba, grab that rake. Stick it in her mouth. Don't let her swallow her tongue. Right now, let her get a grip, you dicks. I just won the Golden Troll.
You did?
Yeah, they're making the presentation at 4 o'clock.
And we're all going to be on TV.
Yeah. Hold it. I can't go on the nightly news in this old rag.
Yeah, I gotta get duded up, too.
Well, I'm showering first.
No, you're not, Bubba.
Thelma, congratulations.
Congratulations, my Aunt Fanny.
Don't you know what they're doing? Using up all the hot water?
They're setting me up for a fall. They didn't get a phone call from Ada Merle.
They didn't?
Heck no. This is just another one of their April Fool jokes. And the cruelest one ever.
Well, shame on them. Let's go in and give them what for.
Wait a minute. I got a better idea. You go on home and get into your work clothes.
Work clothes?
Yeah. You and I are going to pull a little April Fool joke of our own.
I tell you, Bubba, no matter how hard you try, you can't get a hush puppy to hold a shine.
That's why I always wear sneakers.
Well, boys, what do you think?
Wow, you look sensational.
Yes, Keeter, you are going to put that Golden Troll to shame.
Oh.
I bet we're the best-looking family that ever won.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Lord, it is hot out there for April.
Miss Harper, you look horrible.
Well, I've been working in the yard. What's your excuse?
Mama, the yard already won. What were you doing out there?
Well, I just wanted to add a few last-minute finishing touches. I tell you, you're not going to recognize it. Come on in, have a look. Come on, come on. You're right, there is a little something missing. There. Perfect.
Oh, Mama, what have you done?
What's the matter? You don't like it? Miss Harper, you are parading my panties for the whole town to see.
Well, that's all right, sweetie. Half the town's seen them already.
Now,
She had the old junk from the garage. This looks terrible.
Yeah, but the garage is neat as a pin.
Mama, have you lost your mind? You got everything out here but the kitchen sink.
Okay, Oliver, you want it?
I saved a spot for it right there by the fertilizer.
Don't you realize that at 4 o'clock this afternoon, every paparazzi in Raytown is going to descend on this lawn?
Yeah, well, I just thought they should capture us the way we really are.
But it looks like a bunch of pigs live here.
You got it, Porky.
This yard was looking much too manicured anyway.
So true, Isla.
Grandma, what are you doing?
Oh, I guess I'm just a cut-up. April Fool, you garden slug! April Fool?
What are you talking about?
You don't think I actually fell for that golden troll malarkey, do you?
You gotta get up pretty early in the morning to fool Thelma Harper.
But Grandma, you really did win the award.
Oh, yeah, right. I also won the Kentucky Derby, the Nobel Peace Prize, and the Pillsbury Bake-Off.
Miss Harper, this is not a joke. Ada Merle Pfefferman called here herself. Vinton spoke to her.
Well, that's right, Mama. She spelled her name and everything. Cross my heart and hope to die.
Spell it.
P-F-E-F-F-E-R-M-A-N.
Uh-oh.
Emma, it's true.
Oh, no, how do you like this? The one time I try to be funny and the joke's on me. Just look at this place. I couldn't even win best junkyard.
Where are you going, Grandma?
I'm going to go call Ada Merle and tell her not to bother coming. I'm throwing in the trowel.
No, wait, Mama. Don't give up. There's still time before they come.
Yeah, that's right. If we all pitch in, we can clean out this yard, pickety-split.
You really think so?
Sure. I'll go get the pickup and haul all this junk off to the dump.
And I will get the laundry basket and take in the wash. I'll go out to the shed and get the flowers to start planting.
Well, maybe there is hope after all.
Yeah. Well, what do you want me to do, Mama?
Here. Spread a little sunshine.
Okay, I just made my last trip to the dump.
And the last of the caladiums are in.
Boy,
I haven't worked this hard since Mrs. Pfefferman's scout troop.
Don't anybody move, it's gone!
Oh, what is it, Skeeter? Your wedding ring?
No, one of my Lee press-on nails.
Well, for pity's sake, a plastic fingernail is the least of our worries. It's nearly 4 o'clock. We look like a bunch of field hands.
Oh, yeah, but at least we got the yard finished.
Yeah, no thanks to Mama. Where the heck's she been all this time?
My, I'll tell you, there is nothing like a nice long soak and a nice hot bath to make you feel like $1 million.
Well, everything's back in shape, Grandma. What do you think?
Oh, isn't it lovely? I tell you, it is amazing how much my little busy bees can get accomplished when they put their minds to it.
And just in the nick of time, Ada Merle and the media will be here any minute.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Pfefferman said she'd be here at 4 o'clock.
Well, Vinton, I think you need to listen more closely. What she said was, see you around four-ish, ta-ta for now.
She sounds just like... You mean that was you on the phone?
It certainly was, my dear boy.
Miss Harper, how could you?
It's easy. I used the phone when I went next door to the Whitaker, you know, to borrow the wheelbarrow.
You mean we did all this work for nothing?
It wasn't for nothing. It was for April Fool. You take a joke, Isla. Come on back. We'll have some lemon sponge cake.
Dirty pool, Grandma. Because of you, we missed our ski show.
Yeah. Because of you, I now have grass stains all over my dress.
Well, I'm sure it's not the first time.
Shame on you, Mama. That was the rottenest joke I ever heard.
Oh, it most certainly is not. You pulled a much bigger joke on me.
When?
The day you were born.